I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says Milton is a big, big hurricane.
It's looking like the storm of the century.
There are reports of tornadoes, heavy rain, and high winds already along the Florida Gulf Coast as Milton draws near. Landfall is expected later tonight or early tomorrow. Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center says it will get worse.
That's where we're expecting that devastating storm surge of as much as 10 to 15 feet above ground level. From the, somewhere near the Tampa Bay region southward to Port Charlotte, with significant storm surge extending hundreds of miles even farther south to the Fort Myers and Naples area.
Tom Pearson in West Bradenton decided to get out of his home.
When the hurricane of this type is coming right on you, it's almost like a tidal wave ahead of it, like a snow plow, and the water's gonna be up to a 15. Maybe extreme 20 feet.
The Florida Highway Patrol says the Sunshine Skyway Bridge spanning the mouth of Tampa Bay is now closed to traffic. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held their first call in 7 weeks, a conversation that comes as Israel expands its ground incursion into Lebanon and considers how to respond to Iran's recent ballistic missile attack. Israel's defense minister warned Iran. Yoav Gallant says those who attack us will be hurt and will pay a price. Our attack will be lethal, precise, and above all, surprising. They will not understand what happened and how it happened. They will see the results. Social Security recipients are expected to receive a smaller cost of living increase in January than in recent years as inflation moderates. The Social Security Administration will announce the increase. In advance, analysts are forecasting a 2.5% increase for 2025. Justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court say Governor Tony Evers' creative use of his expansive veto power in an attempt to lock in a school funding increase for 400 years appears to be extreme and crazy. This is AP News. Hurricanes are no laughing matter, but a chain restaurant is trying to lighten the mood.
If a Waffle House stays open in town, even in a limited capacity, neighbors are reassured the storm is unlikely to cause devastation. A closed location has come to indicate impending disaster. The metric, known as the Waffle House Index, what might sound like silly logic, has become a reliable way for Southerners and even federal officials to gauge a storm's severity and identify communities most in need of immediate aid. In Florida, many Waffle Houses are closed right now. In the Carolinas and Georgia, still recovering from Helene, many are still unable to reopen. I'm Julie Walker.
A court in Switzerland ruled a dial manufacturer was justified in telling workers, if you need a bathroom break, clock out and take it on your own time. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.